This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. In the stories tonight, rare YouTube outage. Google says no more to free photo storage. Amazon sued an influencer with a really interesting scam. And a judge dismisses Apple's theft claim with the good folks at Epic Games. I want to welcome you to episode 1487 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, November 12th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. And listeners just like you, great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com when you're on the website. Get subscribed. You notice, if those of you watching, I got to save some sidebar space. They're just little buttons now there to subscribe to the show. But don't worry, you can do it via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, subscribe on Android. Whole bunch of options there for you. Amazon Music, you name it, to check it out over at geekandcentral.com. While you're on the website, make sure you get signed up for the newsletter. Newsletter contains everything that I'm going to send out in the show tonight. And of course, you can always join our chat room too at geeknews.chat, geeknews.chat, and or Discord. That's a way, place for you to stay connected. And I'm pushing too many buttons here. The Discord link is on in the show notes at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, you can contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, or I am unavailable on Twitter at geeknews. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook as well just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com. Get subscribed to those shows. Don't miss any of those podcasts. Gadget Professor, GNC Week in Review, The New Media Show, all great podcasts. Got a couple I'm advertising here live today. Of course, the Podcast Insider Show. That's another one you may want to check out. This show, though, most importantly, is supported by the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. And I'm going to tell you, you can make a difference in this show by using one of the GoDaddy promo codes. And again, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And when you're on the webpage, you're going to find my deals. And these will save you money, lots of money, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, $4.99 on a .com for our new or transferred for new customers, or $1 a month economy hosting for the first year, $12 gets you going, includes a free domain name, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year. That manage means they help you keep things back up. You don't have to worry about it breaking. They'll help you. Manage WordPress hosting site for the first year, again, with a free domain. And of course, we got a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your personal choice, of personal business or business plus plan. That's a 1 month free trial. And again, you can save a lot of money at GoDaddy. You, as a listener of the show, save an average of 87% per purchase. And of course, you save an average of $3.50 on GoDaddy domain names. All these coupon codes work. We want you to use them. Click on them to lock them in or go enter them at checkout. We prefer that you lock them in when you click the button or click the link. And of course, why should you support us? Well, this keeps the lights on here, keeps insurance paid. And maybe a little bit at the end of the year that I can send back to Uncle Sugar. But yeah, we definitely appreciate your support of GoDaddy. Definitely check it out, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And again, it's your support of the show by using their products and services exclusively is a big part of why they still are sponsors of the show today. Hey, if you're on Facebook and you've just showed up, make sure you say hello. Say hello in the chat room. I want to hear from you. So let me give you a rundown here. This week, it hasn't been too bad schedule-wise. I've just stayed busy. I'm definitely ready for the weekend. I don't know what I'm going to do for the weekend. Maybe I can get away with like reading or doing something. Yes, I get just some downtime. Cold weather is back. So I woke up this morning. Yesterday it was 74 degrees. Woke up this morning, it was 28. Frost on the ground, fog. So I got in here in the office today, and I had about an hour window from 2:30 to 3:30. And I called my local tire dealer who has got my snow tires. And I said, can you get me in? He said, I got one car ahead of you right now. If you get in here, he said, you drive in and I'll have you out of here in 15 minutes. And true to their words, I drove in his lot at, or in his business at 2:35, at 2:40. Car backed out. I rolled in. I stepped to the back of the garage. They popped my four tires, my four summer tires off. Had my four new tires, or four snow tires on, back on. Of course, we got rims and everything with those already. So it's just a pop, pop. And I was back here at the office by 3 o'clock. Fantastic. Snow tires are on the car. I'm ready now. And I was actually looking at the tread a little bit on my summer drive tires. And I'm like, huh, these things probably only got 15,000 on them. And if they make 25, I'll be shocked. I said, oh, no, they got plenty of thread. They just look that way because they're wide and thin. I'm like, that doesn't look like a lot of tread. He said, ah, don't worry. You'll be good for another season. We'll see. So I've been running through a tech issue here in the studio. None of you listening know it. When you listen to the show, you don't know it. But for years and years and years, the way I've designed everything here, so I've never left track, right track stuff. Everything's been through and through. I'm recording stereo. Tonight it's recording in mono. But I've been trying to get it so it'd break out so that when we do some of the other shows in here, I can provide, because Mike Dell comes in for Podcast Insider, he records his side. But when I record my side, it's not separated in track. So if we get that separated, we can do a double ender and I can send it to our editing team and they just get a better quality show. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out. I on the mixer, I left right it. So I put everyone in, put me in one channel and the guy in the other channel, but yet shows up on the meter, looks just fine. But when I get into the recording system, on any of my outputs, there's just a little bit of audio. Just a little bit of audio on the line. It shouldn't be there. And it really doesn't make the left-right thing effective. So I'll figure it out. But anyone in Michigan or Ohio or Indiana want to come trace wires? You know, I got this thing wired to the point where it's beautiful the way it's wired in, but it's wired in. And I recently had to run an SDI line back behind here because I had some guests that were getting a little bit confused because when I would do a different camera on. When I would be in this shot, and then I would flip to them so that they would be on the main screen. So let's say they were on the Skype machine and I flipped here and it was a different view. They saw that same view coming back at them. They saw themselves and it discerned some of the guests to the point where they're like, I'm creeped out. You flipped it. I know I'm on screen, but I'm seeing myself. I don't want to see that no more. So the TriCaster's got away and sent another video. So now I can flip back and forth to my heart's content. I can, you know, I can do all kinds of stuff and they will only ever see this shot. So I had to run another cable, but still it doesn't fix this audio issue. I bought Ecamm thinking, oh, it'll work fine. It'll split at the Skype level. I don't have to worry about it. That doesn't work. There's something. So yes, it's bugged me and it's going to bug me for a while, but. And on top of that, my network attached storage device, drive number one, I started getting reporting of sector failures. I've got a drive here for it. I'm trying to run a test on the drive to make sure it eliminates the bad sectors. But usually when a hard drive starts dropping sectors like that, numerous ones. It's only a matter of time before it goes and it's done. So I've actually got the hard drive sitting on top of the network attached storage device. So probably what I will do is tomorrow close just before I shut down for the day. I'll shut that NAS off, pop that drive out, put a new drive in, restart it, start the recovery, and then it can work all weekend in peace, rebuilding that, rebuilding its array. And it won't have to have me bothering adding files to it. So the Apple event happened. Wow. It was kind of, you know, I sat through the whole thing. And 45 minutes, they did a, man, what a AV job. My goodness, that team is, wow. They world-class presentation. As much money as they have, it should have been. But I just, it really wowed me. But we knew that their own silicon was coming at 5 nanometers. And of course, they launched the M1. Now I thought, M1, interesting designation, not the A. They already got A series of chips, M series of chips, okay, for MacBooks, Mac Mini, Mac Pro, MacBook Air. M makes sense, right? So as I got to thinking about that more, and at the end of the presentation, for any of you that watched it, they, it was one more thing, and they had a man. They just really did a number on Microsoft, on Intel, on AMD. It was all in one. So I'm thinking about that end of it where they were digging on the competition in a lighthearted way, you know, slow, not exciting. And I thought, M1. So was that really not a dig on Microsoft? You know, like, so, oh, it's for the Mac. M1, that's why we name it. Or was it because they're saying in their own little way, the Mac is number one. Is that what they did? Now, I don't think worldwide they're number one, so don't get me wrong. But it did smell to me like they had a little play and having a little fun based upon the end of the stuff. But anyway, I have to admit, it's pretty impressive what they've come out with. Now, I'm going to wait, because any first generation chip of anything, there's probably going to be some issues. And we'll see. But anyway, that's what's going on. And glad you're here today. Thank you for checking in and being part of the Ohana, being part of the family of Geek News Central. I got a whole stack of stuff to go through. We're going to have a good show tonight. And we'll kick it right off by, there's a word I want to use, but I don't think I can legally use the term anymore. Let's just put it this way. Google announced changes to the Google Photos storage policy. This may affect people who have posted a lot of photos there. Starting on June 1st, 2021, any new photos and videos you upload will count towards the free 15 gigs of storage that comes with every Google account, or the additional storage you purchase as a Google One member. We know this is a big shift, they say. It may come as a surprise, so I want to let you know well in advance. So again, any photo or videos you've uploaded in high quality before June 1 will not count towards your 15 gigs of free storage. So that means photos and videos, hint, 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 backed up before June 2021 will still be considered free and exempt from the storage limit. And you can verify your backup quality at any time in photo apps by going backup and sync and settings. So what's going to happen then is that Pixel owners will still be able to upload high quality, not original photos for free after June 1st without those image caps going against them. But it appears that Google hopes to influence people to switch from Google Photos to Google One. The price starts at $1.99 a month for 100 gigs and has tiers through 200 gigs to $2.99. 2 terabytes, $9.99 a month, up to 30 terabytes, $149 a month. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they do sell these cool things called hard drives still. And you can buy a 10 terabyte drive, a pretty good price right now. So my thought would be, is if you've got a lot of stuff up there, or you're going to be adding a lot more stuff, wouldn't it be better just to have like 2 or 3 hard drives? And, you know, you remember for a period of time, I would put photos and backup papers and stuff like that in a hard drive in a safety deposit box. I don't do that anymore, but I have storage here and I have storage at the loft. And every once in a while, I take a hard drive home from here up to the loft, plug it in, and I drop, basically overwrite everything that's in there already. And I have a backup of my storage here. I've got about 16 terabytes of stuff stored from media and everything I've done over the years, photos. And that goes to the NAS at home. So I'm backed up there. Plus, I have another external hard drive. So maybe with all these microcharges, we're all going to, and I'm starting to look at that because I'm getting hit here, I'm getting hit there. I'm like, what's that charge again? And I go and look. I'm like, oh my God, need to shut that off. Started using the app the other day. It requires $2 a month to be not show ads. Pissed me off, but I didn't want to look at the ads, so I signed it for that for $2 a month. It's just nickel and diamond is here. So maybe you want to think about that when it comes time to start paying for your, most, those of you on Apple have already been paying for storage already. So Felix, hey, how you doing? Thanks for checking in on Facebook. Definitely appreciate it. If anyone's watching today, I'll be alive, which I know a number of you are. Make sure you say hello. Next up, really, then, is some considerations. And The Verge was very good today. They came out with an article, How to Choose a Photo Storage Service. And I know if you're a professional photographer, maybe you are in a situation here where this is something that, you've already been thinking about. Let me change that little pipper out. Let me put that one up there. There we go. That's better. I had to make an adjustment. But anyway, with this policy change now, and of course, we've been paying for Flickr already. And so what's the other options? Well, Flickr, Slugmug, 500px, PhotoBucket, DeviantArt. So Amazon Photos might be another option. So again, we're going to start seeing a lot of this stuff pop up in competition as people make decisions on where they're going to put their photos. It's, if you have an Android device, it's just easy to let it sync to the cloud, right? Same thing with Apple device, just let it sync to the cloud. But there's lots of software that will sync to the cloud. And where you're probably going to get in most trouble, especially for PC users, not necessarily Mac users, is you need to make sure you're doing active backup. So my iMac, even though I have an Apple cloud account, I also run Carbonite too to maintain an actively basically minute by minute backup of everything that I've created on my desktop and to have that storage up there. Now I pay for that every year, but for me, it's like double. This is my main work machine where I'm doing most of the work. This machine here is definitely backed up to Apple, but the iMac is where I do most of my heavy lifting. So that's all up in Carbonite. It's all up in Apple Cloud. Plus, I do Time Machine backups as well when it works, because I've been having challenges with that. But I think that where we set today is we have a lot of options out there. So anyway, this article from The Verge, you can check it out. Amazon, now listen to this. This is a good one. Amazon sues influencer over alleged Instagram counterfeit scheme. And I'm going to just put a picture up and show you what this person did. For those of you watching, you can look at this. They posted a picture on Instagram. said, order this. It looks like some generic. What's that noise? Where's that coming from? Oh, that was weird. Okay. No idea. Anyway, long story short is you order a clandestine wallet and you get, I guess, something from Gucci with a Mickey Mouse on it. At least I think that's Gucci, but it's fake. And so what they would do is it would display on Amazon as this wallet. You'd order it. And instead, what you would get delivered is this Gucci wallet. So they were using the Amazon checkout service to basically deliver counterfeit goods without being detected by the Amazon counterfeit folks. Well, that worked for probably a couple of weeks until someone reported them. So, was a pretty slick operation. Hey, wink, wink, wink. You order this clandestine black wallet, we'll deliver you. And it was a lot of goods. And the person that did this never touched the goods. They were being shipped by Chinese companies. No surprise there. And now that person's going to, you know, have the wrath. Bet you she didn't make, or he or she did not make enough money to pay for the amount of lawyer fees they're going to incur from Amazon. So last night, between 7:10 p.m. and 9:13 Eastern, YouTube was unavailable to its users. Why? Well, they really didn't say why they were down. I happened to not be on YouTube last night, or YouTube TV. One of the few nights I wasn't. I don't usually get really into the loft until later anyway, but still. YouTube had a rare outage last night, so if you missed a little bit of action, your regular stuff, don't be disappointed. Everyone did. A judge has dismissed Apple's theft claims in the Epic Game lawsuit, and the judge says you actually have to have facts. And U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers this week threw out two Apple counterclaims stemming from the company's antitrust breach of contract court battle with Epic Games. And this is where basically Apple said, hey, you owe us money for running your own collection system for a little bit. And the judge basically threw that out and said, we'll get to that. Maybe when we get to the regular court case. So this is a win for Epic. But that battle will continue. And as they march towards a May 2021 jury trial. So we'll see what happens here with that. But Epic Games at least had two of the initial things passed out. So, you know, 2020 is going to go down as a year we all wish we could erase. But in about 48 years, and if I'm still here in 48 years, then they have figured out how to do something. Well, I could be. Let's see here. I'm 56. I'd be pretty old. I don't think I'll be doing the show in 48 years. Unless I'll be talking like this. So, massive asteroid may threaten Earth in 2068. And this thing's the size of the Eiffel Tower. The impact scenario is still in play, but you've got 48 years to worry about it. So researchers, I guess they've had nothing else to do because they're locked down in Hawaii. The University of Hawaii of Astronomy announced the detection of a phenomenon called Yarkovsky's acceleration on the asteroid. This acceleration arises from extremely weak force on an object due to non-uniform thermal radiation. And this is a slight nudge due to the effects of sunlight, but they think it may have an opportunity to do a whack on Earth in 2068. So, we'll see. And, of course, it looks like that election day asteroid didn't smack us after all. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. This is not the first time this asteroid has been in the news. So on we go on our merry way. Next iPhone SE will arrive in the second half of 2021 at the earliest. So if you've been thinking about an SE, good. Now, I am able or was able to get an iPhone 12 something, Max or whatever it's called, ordered. I pick it up tomorrow at the Apple store in a 15-minute window. The company paid for it, of course. And so I'll be getting an upgrade here. I think this is my first phone and new phone iPhone in 3 years. But anyway, nice to see the SE sometime next year. And I'll talk about the new iPhone next week. Uber Eats launches a prescription delivery throughout Texas. The service is starting prescription delivery in Dallas, Austin, and Houston, and it says it plans to expand to other states. So users in the participating cities will have access to an on-demand prescription delivery where they can transfer existing prescriptions and fulfill new ones. The service will allow customers to track their prescriptions from the pharmacy to their house. Make sure you check your prescriptions when you get them. Because like Uber Eats, they like eating some of your food with prescriptions. And that's, you know, it just seems to me like that is a recipe for a big, big disaster. Because, you know, very rarely, in pharmacies, they have to, you know, their pill count has to be right. A couple pill counts off on stuff, it can be big trouble for a pharmacy, you know, especially if you have some prescription that is a pain pill or something like that. So I wonder what level of prescriptions are going to be able to deliver. Are they going to be able to deliver narcotics? Because if you're on some narcotics, you have to sign a special thing when you get it. At least I used to have to when I was the short time I was on painkillers when I hurt my back. So, or you get a Sudafed type of, those you have to sign for too. But anyway, we'll see what happens with this pharmacy delivery thing through Uber Eats. If you've made an Airbnb booking recently, please check it. An Airbnb glitch cancels trips after deactivating user accounts. The problem was caused during a routine maintenance event and it deactivated some accounts, resulting in their bookings also being canceled. Lots of people had problems. And they were actually prompted to book somewhere else. So people are pissed. Not everyone got money back. It's a big issue. So if you've had an Airbnb cancellation or if you book something on Airbnb, make sure you take a look. AT&T, this is an interesting dealio. AT&T is offering cheap wireless data to teachers and students stuck at home. Now listen to this. Teachers only get free service if enough students are signed up. So it's offering free wireless data service, including free hotspots to teachers at K-12 schools, colleges, and universities, helping them with their distance learning plans. However, there's a catch. Teachers will only get one line of free service for every 24 students. They get a discounted $15 plan. So the freebie is only available. Most or all of a classroom uses AT&T. So now they're going to have teachers shilling for AT&T. This is not a subtle way here. And I think it's pretty dirty. I think it's pretty dirty what AT&T is making a pledge that it's going to move alongside a $10 million to support at-risk students. Meanwhile, making teachers, see, it's that cup of coffee syndrome, right? We'll give you a cup of coffee, but you got to carry it around and it shows the Starbucks label on it. I'm just being exaggerating because you don't get Starbucks for free. But the teacher now is going to be shilling and doing commercial pitches for AT&T with their students. You know, I don't know. I don't know what I think about this. So anyway, that's what AT&T is doing. All right, the big Mac OS 11 Big Sur is now available. And I probably will kick a machine or two tonight to download and update it. But it's about 12 gigs. And here's the deal. Here's the full list of Mac OS Big Sur compatible Macs. 2015 and later MacBook. 2000 and later MacBook Air, 2013 and later MacBook Pro, 2014 and later Mac Mini, 2014 and later iMac, but very strangely, 2017 and later iMac Pro, maybe because it's only been made since 2017, makes sense, 2000 and later Mac Pro. Now, you do know every time you upgrade, your Mac will run a little slower on that new operating system because it's this perpetual thing. They want you to buy another Mac. So anyway, and they're going to be cross-compatible with the M1. You'll be fine. Redesigned sheets and apps, lighter Windows appearance, new and updated system sounds, full height sidebars, and new symboled throughout the Mac. And so I'm not going to bore you with all the screenshots. You can go look at those yourself. There's a great review. And 9to5 Mac has everything you need to know about this new release. But how many of you went out and bought a new MacBook or Mac Mini? That new Mac Mini, if you buy the base unit, it's $699. $599 if you have an education discount. That's a pretty, you know, if you don't need mobility. If I had a, you know, if my son has a MacBook Pro already. Or do we get him a MacBook? Can't remember. Remember the big oil spill incident? Anyway, he doesn't need one. But if he, you know, lets me know, hey, something's wrong, I would make sure he had a Mac Mini. It won't make him happy. It won't make him as portable. But they are very, very, very viable machines. YouTube will not release a rewind video for the first time since 2010. There's no space. No, well, the YouTube rewind this year is being canceled. They said, since 2010, we've ended the year with a rewind look back at the year's most impactful creators, videos, and trends. Whether you love it or not, remember 2018, remember 2018, rewind has always been meant to be a celebration of you. But 2020 has been a bit different. It doesn't feel right to carry on as if it weren't. So we're taking a break from Rewind this year. By the way, this afternoon I was, I did something I shouldn't do. Turn on the TV. Having lunch. What can 15 minutes of TV do to hurt me? And the first thing I heard... The first thing I heard when I turned on the TV was that the new administration is thinking about doing a 4 to 6 week lockdown of the whole country. I'm like, my blood pressure immediately went up and I turned it off. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So it's just, they're socializing it right now. They're socializing it, getting us used to the idea of 4 to 6 weeks of being locked down. Can you imagine they locking the whole country down for 4 to 6 weeks? It's they can't do it again. It's, you know, they locked us down already. I know some states, you know, curfew's back in effect in New York City, 10 p.m. You can protest, but you have to be off. You have to be out of the bars by 10. Oh, I think the whole country is going to get locked down. Every state. It's crazy. Stay safe. But what would you think of a 4 to 6 week nationwide? I don't know if they can actually do it. Recommend it maybe, but I don't know if they can actually do it without declaring martial law or something. Exclusive top official on U.S. election cybersecurity tells associate he expects to be fired. Well, he handed in his resignation. His name is Krebs, heads of Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. Apparently has handed in his, the assistant director for cybersecurity confirmed he had handed in his resignation. Krebs has not yet, so. Not surprising. PayPal now lets all U.S. users buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency. Now, remember, if you buy cryptocurrency, it's like stocks. The value can go up, it can go, value can go down. It's not like the dollar. The dollar's the dollar. The only thing it else changes around the dollar is the cost of goods. So things go up and down around the dollar. All right. A dollar's still a dollar. But Bitcoin value, you may have 1/10 of a Bitcoin, but in one day it might be worth $2,000, and the next day it might be worth $1,000. So just be aware if you buy and sell cryptocurrency in PayPal. Okay. Just be aware. It is a bit of an investment. It's like owning foreign cash. The exchange rate changes all the time. Disney Plus hit 73.7 million subscribers as they reached their one-year anniversary. Disney Plus reported today they have now hit that number. That's a 16.2 million climb from the last quarter. On the earnings call, they announced that Disney, Hulu, and ESPN Plus have now more than 120 million streaming subscriptions, and they made some money. They had a good street report. So even with the, maybe those theme parks are destined to be closed, who knows? Cisco stocks jump on earnings beat and strong forecast. They beat their expectations while delivering the fourth consecutive quarter of revenue declines on an annualized basis. Earnings were 76 per share adjusted versus 70 cents per share as expected. Revenue of 11.93 billion versus 11.85 is expected. Does it say how much they, I'm not going to go too much into it, but anyway, Cisco had a good quarter. Cisco, you know, maybe your stock will be going down because if the new administration releases all the Chinese stuff, we'll have the flood of the Chinese equipment back in here. So ride it while you can. As all the sanctions are taken off. Palantir reported 52% sales growth in the first earnings statement since its public market debut. The software analytics company that went public on September 17 years after it was co-founded by Peter Thiel. The bounce around in extended training as the close, it was up 46% from its debut when it was introduced back in September. So, wow, pretty good. Closed today at $14.58 from its original offering of $10. Virginia police are using Oculus VR headsets to train for de-escalation. And they say it's being used a lot more. The program and headsets are provided by Axion, which uses Oculus VR headsets. The training is focused on de-escalation efforts involving individuals with mental disorders. So it puts, and also the VR training puts trainees in perspective, an officer as well as that of a civilian being confronted by police. Being approached by police with weapons drawn can be frightening. The training is designed to put officers in that situation. And Axon notes that up to 10% of police encounters and much of as half of fatal police shootings involve individuals with mental issues. So anyway, they're doing that in Virginia. Amazon's got something new. They're offering peace of mind with Alexa Care Hub. I'm sorry if I just triggered your device. I blew it there. Amazon offers peace of mind with Alexa Care Hub for remote caregiving. It's an easy way to keep tabs on your loved ones. You know, I've been having my Alexa device triggered a lot from television, movies, YouTube stuff. Someone will say it and my thing will pause, or my even the Google smart parts of my television, it freezes on Google type phrases. It's really annoying. It really, really is. But Amazon offers this peace of mind with this hub for remote caregiving. It's an easy way to keep tabs on your loved ones. Users can get started with CareHub today by connecting their Alexa account. At its core, the new feature is meant to create a direct connection between the person providing care and their aging loved one. Family members will be able to get alerts and monitor their activity feed through the app. They can also set customized notifications such as when activity starts or when there's a lack of activity. and whenever there's concern, simply to tap, to call, or drop in on their loved one. Now, I don't know what all it's going to be doing, but what is this? What is, how do they monitor the person with cameras and stuff? Amazon embedding the use of the voice assistant, making it ideal for aging customers. Being able to tell you know who to turn on the lights, play music, keeps it easy, incorporating to daily lives. Well, it sounds like PR talking points. There's also a limit in what family can see in activity feed. Activities are shown by category, so specifics like a song title, for example, will not be shown. Amazon describes it as see how they're doing, not what they're doing. In the screen they're showing, it says, shows mom. It says a reminder was played on the living room dot. Weather was announced to mom on the kitchen echo. Somehow detecting mom's routine activity at 8:07 in the morning, however they do that. Much to be known here on this. So is a Christmas laptop in order for you? Well, the folks at Android Central have the best laptops of 2020, and this was probably put together before Apple announced their stuff, which may have knocked some of this off. But if you're looking for a PC, the Dell XP13 is still the best overall laptop. I love the Dell XPS 13 series. Next is the Acer Spin 713, the HP Spectre X360 13, and MacBook Air, Lenovo Flex 5. Anyway, the whole list is here. They talk about the criteria they use for picking the best laptops and going over price and everything else. Now, the Dell XPS 13, I think, is not necessarily inexpensive at this point. What is the price on that thing? Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see it. But anyway, still, I'm a big fan of that particular laptop. The Samsung Exynos. I don't know if I pronounced that right, Exynos, the Samsung Exynos 1080 is its first 5-nanometer chip. The chip will debut in a Vivo phone at some point in the future. So Engadget China reports the chip will actually debut again on an as-yet-unnamed Vivo handset. Spec-wise, the unit packs an 8-core chip running a single-core 2.8 gigahertz A78 paired with three more A78 cores clocked at 2.2 gigahertz, blah, 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 blah. So I liked how Apple did high performance, four high-performance cores, four lesser-performance cores, and how they designed their M1. So I think we're going to see a lot of people kind of following that model going forward. It's a good article on CNET about rules for strong passwords and how strong passwords don't work. How many of you use exclamation marks at the end of your password? A lot of people do. And so anyway, they've got a whole article here on how to create better passwords. I just let LastPass create the password. I don't create any more passwords. I let LastPass pick it, store it. And sometimes it's kind of be a pain. Matter of fact, the other night I had a pain in the butt getting to a password because just what I was doing. And I had to painstakingly type one in that was one of those, you know, real long one, weird ones. And it took me 3 times to get it right. But if I can't get it right, then hackers are going to have a hard time too. Another thing I'm starting to look at is chargers, best portable chargers. I've got a bunch of them around here, but they're not running on the higher amperage for charging. And nothing can turn your Android phone from state of art to overpriced paperweight faster than a dead battery. But the best portable chargers and power banks can help recharge your tech quicker. With USB-C charging and power delivering, charging have made much more easier. So the best overall, still the Anker PowerCore 10,000 PD Redux. Best phone size is all-key 10,000 milliamp battery pack. Best for the Galaxy is the Samsung Superfast 25-watt portable wireless charger. And the best big-budget battery was a RAB-powered PD Pioneer power bank. So link will be up in the show notes on all that. So again, if you have Samsung devices, they can take a lot more power. So just be aware Your normal battery bank is going to be slow compared to what you can charge the device at. Here's another thing that I just still don't agree with. Amazon has expanded its key in-garage delivery to millions more Prime users. The contactless delivery service is expanding in over 4,000 cities. So key in-garage service to tens of millions more Prime users in over 4,000 cities. Amazon is launching a grocery and garage service for eligible Prime members as well, starting in Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. To use the service, you must be an Amazon Prime member and have a MyQ smart garage door opener, $29 at Amazon, installed in your garage. So we can't get the Amazon driver even to drive in the driveway. They just come up and put it on the porch. Ford has introduced the new e-Transit. The e-Transit electric cargo van with 126 miles of range and a $45,000 price range. Woo! 126 miles and $45,000? You got to be kidding. If you got an e-Transit, if you're delivering stuff in the city, is 126 miles enough? The e-Transit will have a smaller battery and less range than most passenger EVs, but Ford insists it will be more than sufficient to meet the last mile delivery needs of its commercial customers. The e-Transit is the second major electric vehicle released by Ford, part of its $11.5 billion push into electrification. The first vehicle was the Mustang Mach-E, which Ford started delivering to customers at the end of the year. Next, the company expects to unveil an electric version of its F-150. So, e-Transit, I don't know about that. 126 miles? Doesn't get it out here. Sonos Radio now has a paid tier with no ads in high-definition music. If you hate ads on the Sonos Radio, $8 gets you ad-free. Also, you got an Amazon Ring doorbell? Well, in a year when it seems everything is going crazy, it's not surprising we can now add the Amazon Ring video doorbell to the list. Yes, it turns out the device you purchased installed for the purpose to make your home safer is itself a safety hazard. As a result, Amazon has issued a massive recall. Here's what to know. They got you on fire. They're recalling 350,000 Ring video doorbells, second generation, and at third-party electronics and home goods stores in the United States between June and October of this year. The company made a decision after receiving a report of 85 incidents tied to incorrectly installed doorbells. 23 involved doorbells igniting and causing minor property damage, in addition to 8 reports of minor burns. According to this Consumer Product Safety Commission, the video doorbell battery can overheat if the wrong type of screws are used to install the device, posing fire and burn hazards. So they're being recalled. And you can look at its serial number on a Ring website to find out. Get your replacement so it doesn't burn your house down. Also, get ready for gift card scams. Please be careful. The IRS is warning consumers about an uptick in gift card scams in which scammers pose as a government agent or bill collector and ask you to pay for a made-up charge with a gift card. Remember, the government doesn't want a gift card. The government wants cash, your legal binding check. Scammers most commonly impersonate IRS. They will never call you for money. They will send you an official letter. I know. And it will give you a timeline and how to pay. They will never call you and will have a foreign accent or sound like they're on a long distance line from the middle of nowhere, which they probably are. So please, please, please warn the elderly, those susceptible to scams, let them know you never pay for anything for the FTC, for the IRS, or anything with a gift card, okay? No. And they have a final article, talks about how to use the Alexa Care Hub to check in on older relatives. It's another follow-up article to the one we talked about earlier. So that's going to bring me down. We're going to get down here to the end of the show. And I need to go over here and click on this little box. And no. I think we don't have any email. You can remedy that for next show. All you got to do is email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. And if you're watching on one of the live streams, thanks for being here watching live. And yes, I think winter, it's going to be a dark winter. you know, all kidding aside, when President, maybe elect, Joe Biden said that at the debate, and it made all the headlines around the country, it's going to be a dark winter. It's so, you know, such a pun on, you know, a certain HBO series. So anytime I think about winter, dark winter, that's the thing that comes to my head. So let's hope it not. Let's hope they don't break the ice wall down and come for us in the middle of the night. All right. That doesn't give you a shiver. Nothing will. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show. Definitely want you to email me here about your comments on the podcast, geeknews@gmail.com. If you are not yet an insider, it is time. It is, and also, don't forget, you know, that I was talking about this COVID-proof business, right? That you should get something going with GoDaddy and get a website. I'm still serious about that. And, but anyway, also, don't forget, you can become an insider and support the show here. We definitely appreciate it when you do. Just got a text, says, from Apple. One more of your items, your order, and he gives me the order number, will be ready to pick up at Apple Eastwood Town Center. Please come during your scheduled pickup check-in window. Add your pickup code to Apple's wallet and show it to any specialist when you arrive. Add pickup details to the wallet. Already done that. So I will be picking up my new iPhone tomorrow. Now, the next question is it needs a different SIM card. So I have to make an appointment to go to Verizon and get the SIM card changed out, because it takes a special SIM card. Just can't change out the one. We think you can change out the one you have, but it won't work with 5G. So anyway, we'll find out that out tomorrow. So anyway, it's been my pleasure bringing the podcast today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being supporting. And we'll see you back here on Monday. If you want to be entertained, come hang out with me Saturday at 12 noon as we talk about podcasting for 90 minutes with the new media show. And of course, if you haven't subscribed, go to geeknewscentral.com, subscribe to the show. The little round buttons will get you started. And that way you'll never miss a single episode. Thanks everyone for being here. We'll see you next time on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.